listener production.
Okay, are you recording?
Howie Games Artist Series. A man that is well known to Australian music lovers. His name is Mark Seymour. He's got a new album coming out called The Boxer, with the title hit The Boxer. Comes out, Mark, on
April 19.
April 19.
Boxer's coming out April 19.
Listen to the full episode because you'll hear part of the album and a discussion about that and life and the hunters and collectors, etc. All right, Mark, are you ready to take on the Howie Games player profile questions?
Yes.
Nicknames?
Oh, it's just Seymour.
Seymour?
Just Seymour.
Favourite food?
Thai chicken curry.
Sounds good.
Red curry.
Can you cook? And if so, what will be your number one dish?
My number one dish at the moment, I do like cooking.
Yep.
Is I did a roast potato last night for a dinner party I was at. Just a big, big plate of Dutch creams.
Right.
Baked in oil and butter with a lot of salt.
Ooh.
Really bad for you. And a lot of thyme and rosemary. And
sounds
an hour
good.
In the oven. Ooh. And turning them over.
So are they crispy on the outside?
They're golden.
Oh.
Dutch creams.
Oh, I missed lunch today. I'm getting hungry now. Okay, three people are coming around to your joint in Fitzroy to eat these potatoes. Alive, dead, it's a cliched question, but one I always enjoy that you've met that you haven't met. Who is coming to your potato dinner party, Mark?
My brother.
Your brother?
Nick, I don't see him enough.
Yep. Played with Crowded House.
Yeah, yeah. Linda Bull.
Linda Bull, yes. Yeah. Amazing voice.
Yeah. And who else? If I could get Michael Gudinski back, it would be great.
Yep. I had the pleasure, this is about you, but I had the pleasure of meeting him through Shane Warne, because I worked with Shane for 5 or 6 years at Fox, and he'd have a Boxing Day test match party on the second night of the test every year, and Michael would be there every year. And I'd always try and have a chat with him because he just seemed like a fascinating character.
Yeah,
he knew about a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your first ever job, Mark Seymour? The first thing you ever did for money? And you need to listen to the full episode because this is a man that worked in the tax office unusually.
Well, I did have a job as a wolf adger.
A what?
A wolf adger.
What's a wolf adger?
I did taxi driving as well. No, it was it still goes on, like where you open up bales of wool.
Yeah.
Out in west, there were these big warehouses where all the wool comes in out of the bush, and you have to open them for inspection. So the buyers come in and test the grade of the wool.
Right.
And then you have to seal the bags up again. And your users think, well, they probably have machines for this now. But it was just back in the late 1970s. So you had to use a fadging hook.
Oh, one of those big hook things.
Yeah. And it's very hard work.
What would you got paid for that?
Oh, God knows. But $7 an hour or something.
Okay. $7 an hour. If that was your first job as a wool fadger, what was your first car?
My first car was a Holden Turana, two-door.
Colour?
Green. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Four speed on the floor.
First thing that pops in your head, what's the best piece of advice you've been given?
Relax and bend the knees. I got that. I got that not long ago.
So you are a surfer?
I don't. Yeah, relax and bend the knees. Keep your hands loose.
Right. Okay. Someone you've met, Mark, that we would call celebrity, well-known, whatever you want to use the term, in 2024, that has made a positive impact on you?
Probably Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
So you met Ed?
Yeah.
Right. You need to tell me about
that. A few
that.
Times, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about in the main part that he's done a version of Throw Your Arms Around Me. Well, where'd you meet him? What was he like?
He's very... very candid and just direct, like really unpretentious guy. For someone who's had the level of success he's had, I mean, he's very, very, it was just refreshing to, I mean, he's way younger than me, obviously, but just very refreshing to meet someone of that notoriety and magnitude of success who's just completely normal.
Is he?
Yeah, he's just, like you just meet him in the street.
Huh.
And you have this idea in your mind is that kind of not the way it works, that people who become that successful are got to have something going on. And, I mean, clearly he's very talented, but on a personal level he's just completely normal.
Good to hear.
Yeah, and positive, really positive.
Well, as far as sporting events go, we talk about footy and your love of running. Have you been to what's the best sporting event you've been to?
Probably the preliminary final at Greater Western Sydney 2016.
Where the Dogs beat the Giants?
Yeah.
What are you currently watching on TV or streaming, etc.?
I am watching Your Honour.
Your Honour?
Yeah, with Cranston.
Okay, what's that on? Oh, is that the bloke from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, right. And it's on Stan, and it's this really great thriller about this Supreme Court magistrate in the city of New Orleans, probably in the sort of 2015, 2016.
Your Honour.
Yeah, and it's about corruption in New Orleans, and it's fantastic.
Right, I'm going to check that one
great
out.
Great story.
Do you read books?
Yeah.
What are you currently reading? Or not even currently reading, give me a book to read.
Oh, you wouldn't. Oh, man, I read these incredible.
Okay, I'm quite diverse.
The biography of Robert Fisk, who is this famous British journalist who was all over the Middle East.
Okay.
Yeah,
but is it his travels through the Middle East?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that would interest me.
Yeah, writes from 1980, and he was this British journo, worked for the BBC for a long time and the Times, and he was this maverick guy who went in to Afghanistan when he was in his sort of early 30s and just immersed himself in history. And so he's writing about it. He's met Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Like before any of that stuff happened. And so his firsthand descriptions of going into these places as a journo, he's just sent out to report on these people. And it's like, it's big books, really thick. Right.
Well, you might be surprised.
Robert Fisk.
I've spent time
incredible
as
incredible guy.
Well, I spent time as a young man in Turkey, Syria, Jordan, Israel, Egypt.
Wow.
So you might be surprised.
Yeah.
I'll have a look
at
it.
You might look at it.
Yeah, I'll have a look at it.
Robert Fisk.
What's your favourite movie?
Probably Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. When you were going home from school in regional Victoria and you weren't off to band practice, what were you watching on telly?
Get Smart.
Someone said Get Smart to us the other day. I'm trying to think who that was.
It would have been Get Smart for sure.
Yeah, no, someone said that to me the other day. I can't think. It was a recent guest went with Get Smart. What do you currently listen to musically?
Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers. What's Phoebe do?
Phoebe is, she's not that new now, but she's a young American singer-songwriter, folk rock. If you type in Taylor Swift and she'll pop up.
Okay.
So she's in that vernacular, like very cool, very ironic, great lyricist, right. Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay, we'll whack some of Phoebe on. Did you go and see Taylor Swift?
No.
I did. I took my daughter.
How was that?
The best concert I've ever seen.
Wow.
By the length of the straight, apart from Hunters and Collectors at the Astrodome. No, she was like, I like entertainment in sport. I love athletes that entertain, and she was an unbelievable entertainer, Mark.
Wow.
Like, incredible. Like, I know her songs. I enjoy some of her songs, but it was next level. And do it with my little girl as well was really cool. Favourite holiday destination?
Kilcunda.
Kilcunda?
Yeah.
Just down near the island.
Yeah, I love that little bay.
Be careful there. That beach, though, gets a bit rough down there.
Oh, it's all right.
Kilcunda.
Yeah, it's a bit maligned.
Okay, you're a body surfer down there?
No, I surf.
What do you do?
Okay.
Oh, you can surf?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Well, how come we haven't talked about this? What type of stick you on?
I ride a 9-footer, 9'1".
Nice mouth.
I've gradually gotten longer as I've gotten older.
That happens to us all.
But you get on a small day in that little bay.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
What's the best wave you've ever surfed?
Probably Gunnamatta.
Gunnamatta. Okay.
Early on in my surfing when I first got up on a 4-footer, 4 to 5-footer, and just powerful as, you know.
Bucket list destination. Haven't been to, like to go?
I would like to go to, my daughters are off to Albania, of all places.
Albania?
No, I want to go to right down in the bottom of South America.
Okay.
Tierra del Fuego. I'd love to go down in there. Just so remote and beautiful.
As a reasonably fit man, there is a national park down there called Torres del Paine.
Oh, yeah.
That you go.
Have you been there?
3-day hike, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A 3-day hike through. Yeah. So you need to go.
It's
in
like tundra,
summer.
Isn't it? Grassland.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Oh, yeah. I'd love
spectacular.
To do that.
That you go. A couple more for you. What, if anything, scares you?
Dying?
It scares me too.
Yeah.
My wife, don't think about it. Doesn't worry at all. Scares me a lot.
That's being honest with you. I mean, I do. Mm. I do. It does worry me a bit.
Yeah. Worries me as well.
And not getting to do what I want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's still things you want to do. Okay. Musically or just in life?
Probably musically, yeah.
Final question I have for you. This is the most important one I have for you, Mark. This defines you as a frontman, as a rock star, as a father. Pineapple on pizza, Mark Seymour, yes or no?
Yeah.
Correct answer. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.